You know, this is our last chance for our dignity to change that regime that has lasted the past 30 years.
You're hearing some of the last words of Egyptian contemporary artist Ahmed Bassioni.
Go down to the streets and revolt. Bring your food, bring your clothes, your water, masks.
They're read by Bassioni's friend, Boston-based Egyptian artist Ahmed Abdullah.
If they want war, we want peace. We want salam. And I will practice proper restraint until the end to regain my nation's dignity.
For Bassioni, the end came in Cairo on January 28, 2011, on the fourth day of Egypt's history-making revolution.
Yes, he was killed in Tahrir Square. His camera was taken from him, and he was shot by some police member. He was documenting, actually, the revolution. So, in a way, he was killed while he was doing his artwork.
And the sound you're hearing of sirens and of prayer is from the video footage Bassioni himself recorded from the center of Tahrir Square. That video and another of Bassioni's works are a few of the half dozen pieces of contemporary Egyptian art featured in a gripping new exhibition at the School of the Museum of Fine Arts called Histories of Now, Six Artists from Cairo. This is not the pharaohs or mummies or hieroglyphs you find next door at the MFA itself, but rather a collection of modern video-based installations that's rarely seen beyond the Arab world or Europe. Ioana Soltan, along with Ahmed Abdullah, co-curated the exhibit.
Since our main mission is to introduce our students to what's going on in the world, we are always looking for art that students would not normally be exposed to. And in this case, Egypt was, of course, a natural because the art scene is so dynamic right now and what's going on is so very interesting on one hand. And on the other, there is so little about it that is known in the area. It was just a natural to bring these artists here.
And what they bring is the story of modern Egypt told by Egyptians. Take the Bassioni installation. He was just 32 when he died in the chaos of Tahrir Square.
He was born when Mubarak came to power, and he died just a few days before Mubarak was deposited.
An entire life spent bound by the strictures of an unyielding regime. As I stood before the installation, I could almost feel how Bassioni's artwork trembles and strains with the chaotic energy of pent-up creativity.
So these screens are huge. They're about 6 feet tall by, I don't know, 12 feet wide, and sort of the, looks like cell phone camera video of people protesting in Tahrir Square. It's got that sort of wash of, looks like night vision green almost.
This is Bassioni's vision, what he literally saw on Tahrir Square. Fires, protest, prayer, burning turned over cars, people scattering, running for their lives. And on an equally giant screen right next to the frenzied Tahrir images, there is a video of Bassioni himself, also running. But here, you see Ahmed Bassioni alone, in a glass box. It's called 30 Days of Running in Place, and Bassioni does just that. With a glass helmet on and wires connected to his body, he runs forward, but gets nowhere.
And he is connected to a computer which registers his movements so that they are then translated into an image.
The physical act of his running is translated into an image.
The energy in his body is being translated to visual images, but it's also Ahmed Bassioni is this particular project, this performance, was created before the revolution. And there is a sense of isolation for him personally, but it's also he's still connected to the rest of the world because of the transparency quality of the material. And he's running, but not moving forward. So this is also a metaphor for the whole society, that it's running, but it's not moving forward.
Histories of Now is of the now. Bassioni's raw, arresting installation is juxtaposed with a meditative video piece about Egyptian street life, a documentary of a rural struggle to defend village land against developers. Another piece reimagines a classic Egyptian film, and yet another is a surreal installation featuring a classroom of children reciting poetry about parts of the brain. All of the artists are working with video and sound, media that aren't widely taught at Egyptian art schools. Again, co-curators Ahmed Abdullah, followed by Joanna Sultan.
We honor the moment. That history is not just what already passed, it's what we are making now. That is very highly important, that it deserves people to pay attention to communicate with, to experiencing, to witness it. So we are making histories.
For me, one word that when I look at the works, it comes to mind is a sense of longing. And I think that sense of longing can then become part of pushing for a transformation. Every piece is a longing for one's own land, longing for one's traditions, longing to be able to express oneself as an artist, longing for a spiritual solidity so one can move on from there.
And that yearning is perhaps most palpable in the exhibition's last piece, Moktas Nasser's three-screen video installation of Whirling Dervishes.
And it is the only piece that was completed in 2011, so after the revolution. We purposefully put it sort of opposite Bassioni, if you will. So they are closing, creating the two walls of the exhibition. This very piece is a very spiritual piece, a kind of longing for peace and meditation and transformation and unity. You have the swirling dervishes and you watch them in a hypnotic way as they move from one screen to the other and you become one with them.
It is hypnotic. You watch them from above. The dervishes are dressed in bright blue, red, and green. And as they spin and spin and spin, arms outstretched, heads tilted back, the dervishes seem to float among the three screens. For an outsider, the effect is captivating, even calming. But Ahmed Abdullah sees something else entirely.
We put ourselves, I mean, he's actually putting us as a viewer, as an audience, in a place that we are almost judgmental in a way, but it's just, it's suspicious, I would just say. I'm waiting for something to happen.
Being watched, waiting for something to happen. Perhaps it's no surprise that as an Egyptian, this is what Abdullah sees. Prior to the revolution, being watched, waiting for something to happen, that was the experience of everyday Egyptian life. And Abdullah says that's what makes this exhibition so powerful, because in many ways, it still is.
I have experienced, I have witnessed, politically, socially. I see myself in some of these characters. I feel their pain. I experienced it. I witnessed it. All of these artists are speaking to the Egyptian, yet because of their sincerity, then they are speaking to the whole globe.
Histories of Now, six artists from Cairo, is currently on display at the School of the Museum of Fine Arts. Find out more information at our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mozzie, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Annie Ropeek and Mira Sharma.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.